Today we, first I would also like to say I thank the Lord for so many of you who have come here in very difficult circumstances. And we trust that by the Lord's grace we shall not have come in vain. As for me, I spent 20 minutes trying to find somewhere to park, and I'm sure many of you have found the same trouble. Now today we continue in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 30. And going on to chapter 12, verses 1-8. And I ask our brother Mark to read for us from
11:30-12:8, please. 耶稣对他们说， 不喜爱祭祀，你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的了，因为人子是安息日的主。
Now, 2 weeks ago, we expounded as far as Matthew 11, verse 29.
两星期前我们是看过马太福音11章28-29节。
And we spoke about this rest that we have, the rest that Jesus can give us.
我们是谈及到耶稣基督所给我们的平安。
And verse 12 onwards deals with the chapter 12 onwards, verse 1 onwards deals with the Sabbath. Now the Sabbath has to do with rest. And so we find that there is a continuity between chapter 11 and 12. Now in verse 30, the Lord Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy, my burden is light."
在11章30节那里，耶稣基督说：我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Now in verse 28 he said, if anyone is heavy laden, burdened, crushed under the weight of sin, then come to me and I will give you rest.
而在28节那里，他又说到是所有那些是劳苦担重担的，背脊上是背满了所有角色的重担的，都可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
But as always, the Lord Jesus is completely honest with us. He doesn't say to us, come to me and you will have no burden at all. He never makes false pretenses. He never offers things which are not true. What he's going to do is he's going to take away one burden and give us another burden. He's going to take away the yoke of sin to give us his own yoke. So you say, hey, what's the, this is just a matter of not having, being without a burden, but just changing one burden for another burden.
那你就问我，究竟是什么一回事啊？我只不过都不是没有担子，只不过换了一个担子而已。
It is not having no yoke, it's just changing one yoke for another yoke.
我不是将我所有的担子都拿开了，只不过我不要旧的担子，要一个新的担子。
And the Lord Jesus says in verse 30, my yoke though is not the same as the yoke you had before. It is a comfortable yoke. The word easy meaning comfortable, pleasant yoke. In fact, it's nice yoke to bear.
但是继续下去，耶稣基督同我们讲解的就是，他的担子，他的轭就不是一个是好像以前好像罪那么重的，而是一个很舒服的，很容易背起的。Now
you say, what kind of a yoke is going to be easy to bear? A yoke is a yoke.
那你问，什么的轭是可以容易可以背起的？那究竟一个轭就是一个轭而已吗？
Well, the word yoke in the Bible is very interesting in meaning. We saw that 2 weeks ago that yoke meant could mean many things. It could mean oppression, it could come un, or it could mean being under authority. But a yoke is also something that joins two people together. Just as it joins two animals together, it goes over the back of two animals and the plow is in between. And for this reason, the word yoke came to be used of marriage. And so, for example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, it says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers." That means, don't get married to an unbeliever.
就好像在, 哥林多后书6章14节都讲到话, 信与不信是不能同父一轭。
And there, in your Revised Standard Version, you will find mismated. In other words, instead of translating the word, they have interpreted the word. The word in the original is "don't be yoked," and the Authorized Version has it there literally. Yeah. So here we find that the situation is this: that to be yoked with Christ is to be united with Him in the same way in which a husband and wife would be united to each other.
咁喺度我哋睇到就係與基督係同父一個轭嘅時候，亦都等於即係話一個丈夫同埋一個妻子同父一個轭咁嘅關係。
So to take on the yoke of Jesus then would be to be united with Him.
咁亦都係等於話到，如果係與耶穌基督同父一個轭，即係等於與佢合二為一。
Now yoke then, the yoke of Jesus is this union to Christ. Now, do you think that marriage, the yoke of marriage, is a heavy yoke or a light yoke?
咁你哋嗰啲，你哋係咪覺得啊，係結婚係一件係好重嘅，或者係好輕嘅一個壓咧？
Well, by the judging the enthusiasm with which young people rush to such meetings as you heard about in MCCF, with well-qualified speakers, I'm told, on this subject, it seems that people are very interested in this particular yoke.
咁我睇見今日呢個世代咁多嘅年輕人，都係都仲中意聽到呢方面嘅關於婚姻啊，或者呢啲咁嘅事嘅，可以即係睇到佢哋對呢方面係幾咁熱心。But
it is, I hope those speakers will remind you that it is a yoke.
但我希望嗰啲咁嘅講員都係會同你哋講，雖然呢件係好嘅事，但係都係一個壓力。For
it is something that is going to be binding two people together.
而呢個就係一件事，將兩個人係連接埋一齊。
And that which binds two people together is also going to be around your neck. Now it is good that you enjoy having something around your neck. It's funny. People like this. They like to have this yoke around the neck. Now the reason why you don't mind having this yoke is because you find exactly what the Lord Jesus says here. This yoke is easy. This burden, and it is a burden, is light. Because this word, this easy, means it's a comfortable yoke. You really enjoy this yoke. Now I wonder why anybody likes to be yoked.
我奇怪點解咁多個人都願意係真係喺擺喺個壓下邊。
Since childhood you were longing for freedom, all the time freedom. One day when I grow up I can be free.
由孩子開始嘅時候，你已經係願意係絕對咁自由，就算你諗住係有一日你長成嘅時候，完完全全冇人再管束你。
Every child sighs, longs for that day when they can do what they like, so they think.
每一個細路仔都係渴望嗰一日，佢哋嗰一日佢哋能夠做佢哋所願意做嘅事。
And not have dad and mom breathing down your neck all the time.
唔使佢爸爸媽媽成日喺度督住佢哋。
Always asking you, where did you go?
成日都問佢哋，你去邊啊？
Why you come back so late?
點解咁遲先翻屋企啊？
Why don't you have the money that I gave you the other day?
我俾咗錢你去邊啊？
Why did you buy this?
點解你買啲嘢食？
Oh, this is really a problem.
咁啊，好，佢覺得好麻煩啊，成日咁問三問四。
And when you come home at 10 o'clock, don't be later than 10 o'clock.
又吩咐佢哋，啊，10點鐘要翻嚟，遲咗唔得啦。
If you come late, I'll lock you out.
如果遲咗，我鎖埋道門，你喺出面過夜。
Say, oh, for the freedom, freedom.
所以佢哋好願意渴望呢個嘅自由。
And then you got your freedom, what do you want to do? You want to go back into slavery again.
但当你有了自由之后，你会点呢？好多人都是翻翻去做奴仆嗰个阶段。
You want to go back under the yoke again？
你翻翻去将个轭摆喺自己颈度。
How do you understand human beings？
咁究竟人嘅思想系点解嘅
？You think now you're going to treasure the freedom you long for all your childhood？ You treasure that freedom.
You put a look on you.
Treasure means. You treasure the freedom means. Yeah, you want to keep that freedom.
你咁你愿意系将你所有所得咗嘅自由系保守
？One would have thought they would like everybody would like to keep that freedom.
哦，普通人就以为佢哋能够得咗自由之后，就当然愿意将佢哋嘅自由系保守住，系自己去得到啦。
But hardly they got away from mother's apron strings, they are ready to tie themselves to wife's apron strings or husband's what strings has he got? I don't know.
但系事实上啱啱相反，佢哋一脱离咗父母之后，反而咧又喺婚姻嗰方面系同另外一个人系有咗系。
But it's always because there is the strong belief that this kind of yoke is a comfortable yoke, is a nice yoke.
但点解佢哋愿意扶呢个轭咧？就系佢哋相信呢个轭系容易嘅，系令佢哋舒服嘅。
But what makes you so sure that this is such a nice yoke?
咁究竟佢哋有咩嘅确据话佢哋能够咁肯定呢个嘅yoke，呢个嘅轭咧系一个好容易嘅咧
？It is because you think the other guy is so wonderful.
只因为你觉得另外一个人佢系咁。在你眼中是那么奇妙的。
And because that person is so wonderful, you like to be tied up with this person.
就是你觉得这个人很奇妙，你愿意与他是有一个连结的关系。
Even to be the puppet on the string is okay, so long as he is the one who moves the stick.
就算你是成为一个木偶，如果他是愿意扯线的话，你都愿意做这个木偶。
It's interesting, isn't it? It's because that person is so wonderful.
那是不是很奇怪呢？因为那个人是那么有吸引力。
It's not because you like yokes, it's because you like the person you're going to be yoked to, that's why.
那个问题的中心就是你不是愿意有那个轭，只不过你愿意有那个人。
And so on that day, you walk to the altar and you freely have surrendered your freedom.
咁嗰一日你就嚟到嗰个坛嗰度，咁你咧将你自己嘅自由都交咗俾佢啦。
To take on your neck the yoke of marriage.
就系喺你个颈项嗰度系背上呢个婚姻嘅轭。
And you come out, do they look very sad when they come off marriage? They're all smiling happily.
但系佢哋咁样做咗之后咧，系咪会好悲伤咧？唔系啊，佢哋出嚟嗰阵时，哇，笑到唔知点。
That's good. That's good. Yes, they're so happy now to be under this yoke.
咁佢因为能够喺呢个嘅轭子之下过活，佢哋非常非常之高兴。
Now, in the scriptural teaching, for the wife, certainly you are definitely under the yoke. You are under, as we saw last Friday, under the yoke of your husband, under authority to him.
咁喺圣经嘅教训上面嚟讲，一个妻子系有个咁嘅同丈夫有咁嘅关系之后咧，佢的确系喺一个嘅轭子之下，因为佢要喺丈夫嘅权力之下。
So if you know the Bible teaching, you're still going to rush there and come under the authority of this guy?
咁你哋嗰啲系咪想啊？真系就算你知道圣经之后啊，都系想去喺丈夫嘅势力之下咧
？But as for the husband, he also loses quite a lot of his freedom.
咁就算係對嗰啲先生嚟講啊，佢哋都係有損失咗好多方面嘅自由。
Now when he comes home late, it's not the mother says, "Where have you been such a long time?"
咁佢翻屋企嘅時候咧，就唔係個母親同問佢哋去咗邊啊。
Now it's the wife who says, "Why are you home so late? My dinner is getting cold in the oven."
咁而家變咗個太太同佢講話：你咁遲先翻嚟，啲菜都凍曬啦。
Who you been seeing, huh?Why we come back so late? The children have to get to bed. They have to go to school tomorrow. And look at the time now.
你咁迟先翻嚟，嗰啲孩子又唔能够上床啦，咁点啊
？Now you say, come on. That is not the main thing about marriage.
咁你同我讲话，咁婚姻唔系咁少啫，仲有其他啩
？Sure, it's a yoke. You lose a certain amount of freedom.
但无论如何都有呢啲喺里边，就系你要损失一部分嘅自由。
But you don't think what you lose. You're thinking what you got.
但你唔系谂紧你会损失乜嘢，你反而系谂住你会得到啲乜嘢。
It's so good that we got the yoke because now he can't run away. You see, he's tied to me.
你咁中意将自己摆喺嗰个轭子之下，就系话另外一方面佢唔会离开你，因为佢都喺轭子下边。
Or the man can think, well, good, she can't run away now because she is tied to me. She's under the yoke with me.
就好似个先生都系谂住啊，嗰个太太唔能够走咗。
So where is the position? Because why is it you're afraid the other person will go away? Is it not love that it makes you desire this yoke?
咁再问点解你唔想另外一个人离开你咧？系咪你嘅爱啊，令到你唔想佢离开你
？If there were not this yoke, you would have a sense of insecurity. You wouldn't be sure whether the person will go off and never come back again.
而如果你系冇呢个轭子将你两个摆埋一齐嘅时候，你好多时有个唔安全嘅感觉，或者佢可能会离开。
And so becoming a Christian is just like that.
所以成为基督徒亦都系同一个道理。
Becoming a Christian is not that you just believe in Jesus today and you get lost tomorrow or anything like this.
成为一个基督徒，唔系话你今日就信耶稣基督，或者过得几日你又系失落咗。
It is to be united with him, being under his yoke.
而反而系与基督系结为一体，系喺佢嘅轭子之下。
But so the more wonderful he is, as you will find out, you find that the yoke is so light.
但系当你越发现到耶稣基督系几咁奇妙嘅时候，你会越发现到佢嗰个轭系几咁系容易嘅。
Human yokes can be very heavy.
一个人类俾你嘅轭子可能系变咗好沉重。
Because human beings are so full of imperfections.
因为人系冇一个完全。
And therefore the yoke of a human being is often made difficult because of their imperfections.
所以人嘅轭子好多时都成为越嚟越沉重，只因为佢哋本身都系唔完全。
Now the father and mother loves you, but their yoke often can be rather unpleasant because of their imperfections.
你哋都知道父母系爱佢仔女嘅，但系佢哋嘅轭子摆喺佢哋仔女方面，好多时都变咗好沉重，因为佢哋本身就唔系完全。
Their love can become very possessive and very demanding。
佢哋对佢哋嘅仔女都嘅爱，好多时变咗系一个占有嘅欲念。
And many times in a marriage it can become like that too, where the husband or the wife becomes very possessive and very demanding of his partner。
同一个道理喺婚姻方面都系，妻子或者丈夫好多时都变咗系非常之系想拥有对方。
And this puts a great strain upon marriage. It makes the yoke heavy.
咁嘅情之下，佢哋变咗系将佢哋嘅婚姻系摆咗一啲嘅控制之下，咁佢哋嗰个嘅轭子系变得非常之沉重。
And so instead of sharing the load, one person can pull it down and makes the whole thing very heavy. You can do two things with the load. One is helping the other one so that the load is halved, or you can double it by putting your whole weight on it.
所以我哋好多人平时所作嘅，唔系话大家分享呢个担子，反而系越嚟越大家将自己嘅嘢都摆埋落去，变咗使到呢个担子更加沉重。
But when we are taking this yoke with the Lord Jesus, we find that He is taking the main burden, and we are taking a very small fraction of the burden.
而当我哋接受咗主嗰个轭嗰个轭嘅时候，就唔系啦，因为主佢自己系将佢嘅轭上面嘅好多嘅重量自己一个人占晒，我哋所拎起嘅都系好少部分。
Because He is strong, we are weak.
因为佢系刚强，我哋系软弱。
And so it's inevitable that the main burden of whatever it is being done is on him.
所以咁我哋大家一齐负呢个轭嘅时候，但系大多数嘅力都系主嚟出嘅。
But to me the most wonderful thing is this.
对于我嚟讲，另外一件更加奇妙嘅事就系咁。
That when we become a Christian, it's not that we just believe in Jesus. I get more and more worried about this word believe until we really understand what it means. It is I'm united to him, inseparably united to him.
对于我来讲，成为一个基督徒，不是就咁单单是相信耶稣基督，而是我们与他有一个合一的关系，是不能分割的关系。
Inseparable, that is, from his point of view, he will never cast us out.
我们说不能分割，就是在主的眼中，就是他永远不会将我们赶出去。
We may be unfaithful and walk out.
但我们是可能很多时候，有时候可以变成为一个不信实的、不忠诚的，是自己自愿离去。
That's why we read in Timothy that those very important verses where it says, though we are unfaithful, he abides faithful.
所以我们在提摩太后书那里也是讲到，虽然我们是失信，但他仍然是可信。
Because he cannot deny himself. He will never be unfaithful to himself and to the principle of his commitment.
因为他不能背弃自己，因为他不能够是将自己所应许过的自己的原则是废弃。
In other words, this yoke is our security.
所以呢度嘅一个轭子就系对于我哋嚟讲系一个嘅安全感。
The security that we are bound to him in spite of our failings and our weaknesses.
呢个安全感就系令到我哋系时时刻刻都可以知道我哋系与基督系连埋一体。虽然我哋系失败，但系我哋都系连埋。
And that so long as we do not prove unfaithful to him, that is, we do not go into some spiritual adultery, he will always be faithful to us.
就算我哋直至到我哋如果唔系犯咗一啲系属灵方面嘅系拜偶像嘅事嘅时候，主都唔会赶我哋出去。
But to me also it is so wonderful that we ordinary human beings that we are can be united to the Most High God.
但系对于我哋人嚟讲，一啲普通平凡嘅人嚟讲就非常之奇妙，因为我哋能够与神合而为一。
If we could only understand this teaching here, I tell you it would transform our lives.
如果我们真的能够明白到这里耶稣基督的教训的话，他的确会将我们的生命都是全部来到改变。
Many times you see a boy or a girl falling in love with somebody else.
很多时候你见到一个男孩子或者女孩子是爱上了另外一个人。
And you are very worried for them.
你是非常为他们而非常担忧。
Because you can see what they cannot see. As in Chinese, the chess players say, 旁观者清, you stand at the side, you see the situation very clearly. You feel anxiety. I have seen good friends of mine getting married to some girl, and I thought, oh Lord, I wish it would never happen. Because I am not emotionally involved with this girl, I can look calmly and clearly at the situation. And too often when they got married, my worst fears have been fulfilled. You see, human beings are so full of imperfections. And yet we find people still rushing into this marriage because they think that person is so wonderful. Yet how careful, how reluctant, how slow are they in committing themselves to Jesus? How quickly they would give themselves to a human being. To put themselves under the yoke of that person. How slow to put themselves under the yoke of Christ. When the Lord Jesus is infinitely more wonderful than this person that you love. And the comparison would just not be able, you could not put them side by side. If only our eyes could be open to see how wonderful Jesus is, we might have very little time for other people in committing ourselves to their yoke. But always we will see that Jesus is immeasurably superior. We long to be under His yoke. Because only by being under His yoke do you have Him. Now in the world we understand this perfectly. You will not have that man until you are yoked to him. In the same way, you will not have that girl until you are yoked to her in marriage. After that point, she will always be free to say goodbye. I mean, there's no bond, there's nothing that ties you together. And so this yoking is what makes it possible for you to belong to that person and to have that person. It is through this yoke that Jesus becomes mine because I have become His. Then what then is this yoke when the Lord Jesus speaks about it? Quite simply this, to be committed and committing ourselves under His authority, to be under His yoke is under His authority. We saw that the yoke is in the shape of a cross. To take on the yoke is to take up His cross. And taking up the cross in plain language simply means to put your life completely under His authority. If at the very moment you come before the Lord Jesus, or even right now as you sit in your seat and you say, Lord Jesus, as of this moment, right now I commit myself totally under your authority. You have taken the scriptural step of faith. That is what faith, what believing in the Bible means. It is here He is offering you, so come to me, take my yoke. Will you take my yoke? And you say, yes Lord, I will. Then at that moment you are united to Him.
Yes, 我愿意，咁嘅时候你就系信佢，系与佢合而为一。
So much is done, isn't it, for a transaction of the heart? A transaction, an agreement, a deal.
如果我哋系与耶稣基督个心系有一个嘅交通嘅时候
，You see, like two people, how did two people get married?
我哋睇下，譬如喺现实生活入边，两个人点样成为结点样系结咗婚
？In the same way, you came together presumably one day and said, "Will you marry me?" And the other one says, after thinking very hard about it, says, "Yeah, I'll marry you."
咁就系等于譬如你好似求婚嘅时候，你走到问佢，咁你愿唔愿意嫁俾我啊？咁佢谂咗一排，咁终于都话好啦咁。
Of course, you can make it more romantic. You can go down on one knee. You can bring roses.
咁啊，佢可以整得好浪漫，睇黑一啲啊，带啲花嚟啊，跪低啊咁。
The style of it is another matter. I'm talking about the substance.
我系讲入边嘅质地，唔系讲佢出边嘅形状。
And when you have done that, what has happened? All that has happened is a commitment from a spoken word, isn't it? One person said, "Will you?" And the other person said, "Yes." And that's it.
咁究竟其中所經歷過嘅事係咩咧？只不過係其中一個人話你願唔願意，另外一個人就話我願意。
You see, many people they say when they come to Christ, they expect suddenly that some great thing will fall out of the sky. They say, "Hey, what's going to happen when I become a Christian?"
有啲人當我成為基督徒嘅時候，佢諗住啊，可能有啲好奇妙、好特別嘅事要發生啦咁。
They expect the lightning is going to flash in the sky, something. They said, "Funny, I committed my life to Christ and nothing happened. I don't know what they mean by nothing happened. They expected the ceiling to fall down."
咁佢哋係成日都諗住可能啊，又行雷又閃電啦嗰啲咁嘅嘢。咁如果呢啲冇發生嘅時候，佢話啊，我成為一個基督徒一啲事都冇發生嘅。
So what happened when two people got married? What happened? It simply it began somewhere, maybe in the park, park bench somewhere. Who knows? Beside the river, or some nice place where the birds were singing, or maybe it was in winter. I don't know. But the point is simply this: that all that happened is one person said, "Will you?" and the other person said, "Yes," and the transaction was done.
咁其中其實真真正正所經歷過嘅，只不過係無論喺咩地方，當一個人係講話你願唔願意，另外一個人話願意嘅時候，咁就係成了。
And so, what did you expect to happen? Something wonderful happened. The two have been united now. You have committed yourselves one to the other.
咁如果你問究竟呢件事係發生咗啊？咁一件好奇妙嘅事就發生咗，就係兩個人合而為一啦。
That's why I'm often very puzzled when people come to me and say, "I committed my life to Christ, nothing happened."
咁有啲人又走嚟同我講話，我將我自己嘅生命俾咗主嘅時候，但係冇一啲奇怪嘅事發生嘅時候，我覺得佢哋真係好奇怪。
It's already happened. You've been united, the one to the other.
因為事實嚟講，已經係一啲奇妙嘅事發生咗，你與主已經聯合為一。
That is the most wonderful thing. What else would you expect to happen?
而呢件事先至就係最奇妙嘅事，仲有咩比呢啲更加奇妙
？And then, of course, after that, you go to the next step of buying the white gowns.For the girl and the tuxedo suit, renting it presumably from some shop.
咁當然啦，呢件事經過咗之後，咁你就要係準備啲禮服啊啲咁嘅事啦。
And then you look for the best man and all the rest of it. But that is only the ceremony.
咁但係其他我哋所經歷過嘅，只不過係嗰個儀式典禮啫。
Because if she had not said yes, I will, or he had not said I will, you'd never come so far as the white gown.
因為如果任何一方面冇講話我願意嘅話，你當然會諗其他嘅事。
And in the Christian life, baptism is equivalent to this wedding ceremony.
喺基督徒嘅生命入邊嚟講，呢個嘅浸禮亦都等於呢個嘅結婚典禮。
And then you go on to there, and there the yoke, as it were, is formalized in the covenant of marriage.
而你喺嗰個浸禮嗰度經過嘅時候，就等於呢個嘅已經係成為事實化，已經係
And I can see from those who are married this year that the yoke does not seem to be quite so terrible.
而我亦都睇見喺你哋當中有啲已經背起呢個轭嘅時候，都睇見呢個轭都唔係令人哋好辛苦嘅。
It seems to me that the yoke is easy and the burden is quite light.
而對於我睇見你哋嚟講，呢個嘅轭的確係容易嘅，嗰個擔子的確係輕省。
Now in human marriage, I hope it stays that way.
咁人類嘅結婚，我亦都希望佢哋嘅轭係咁上下。
Now in the spiritual life, then the same thing is true.
咁喺個屬靈嘅生命入邊嚟講，呢個亦都係同一個原則。
As we saw in Ephesians in the last Bible study, that marriage is in fact simply a picture of our union with Christ.
等於我哋上一次嘅查經裡都睇到喺以弗所書講到，婚姻只不過係一個表現到我哋嘅與主合而為一。
It is there to picture this beautiful relationship with Christ.
就喺嗰度俾我哋睇得到與主合而為一呢一件事嘅美麗性。
In the Bible, there is a book called the Song of Solomon.
咁喺聖經入邊有一本書叫做雅歌。
And sometimes it's called Canticles from the Latin, which simply means the same thing, song, Song of Songs. And so from this, we find many people are very embarrassed about this book in the Bible. They say, how come you got a book like this in the Bible?
聖經裡面這本雅歌的書的時候，他們會發現，聖經裡面有些這樣的書很奇怪。
When I turn to it, it's all a love story, you know, the two guys falling in love and saying all romantic stuff. It's so embarrassing, it should be in the Bible.
因為當我看的時候，他發現到原來所講的是兩個人的愛情故事，一個是怎樣跟另外一個人講他的愛，在聖經裡面有些這樣的字跡，真的令人奇怪。
I mean, it's nothing spiritual, it doesn't say a word about God in there. It's all about you love me, I love you. It's something that's okay for the world. I mean, you don't expect to find this in the Bible.
在那本書裡面都沒有講到神的事，只不過是說你愛我，我愛你這些東西，在世俗上的書才應該找到的。Well,
you're wrong. Remember that it is God who ordains this love.
但你的思想是如果這樣想法的話，是錯的，因為是神他自己設立這樣的愛。
It was God who made man and woman for each other.
因為是神將 做了人，跟着做了女人，是将他们合而为一的。
It was God who ordained marriage.
就是神他设立这个婚姻的。
That this yoke of marriage should be also a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light.
所以这个婚姻的轭也是神所设立，所以这个轭也是一定要容易的。
So why should we be embarrassed when we speak about love?
所以为什么我们当我们讲到爱的时候，会觉得很辛苦？
And you will notice that usually it is great men of God who write commentaries on the Song of Solomon. Because they find no better way to express our relationship to Christ than by the picture of this love. So that love, they have long since seen that love, this human love, is a picture of our unity, our union with God.
So